Chapter 22, The Different Degrees of Your Emotional Guidance Scale. You might say that different emotions have different vibrational frequencies, but a more accurate way of saying it would be, your emotions are indicators of your vibrational frequency. When you remember that your emotions indicate your degree of alignment with source energy and that the better you feel, the more you're allowing your alignment with the things you desire, then it's easier to understand how to respond to your emotions. Absolute alignment with your own source energy means that you know the following. You are free. You are powerful. You are good. You are love. You have value. You have purpose. And all is well. At any time that you're thinking thoughts that cause you to know your true nature, you're in alignment with who you really are, for this is a state of absolute alignment. And the way those thoughts feel is the ultimate emotion of connection. When you think in terms of a fuel gauge on a vehicle, this state of alignment would be the same as a full tank. In other words, imagine a gauge or scale with gradations or degrees which indicate the position of the fullest allowance of your connection with your source energy, all the way to your emptiest or most resistant disallowance of your alignment with your source energy. The scale of your emotions would look something like this. 1. Joy, knowledge, empowerment, freedom, love, appreciation. 2. Passion. 3. Enthusiasm, eagerness, happiness. 4. Positive expectation, belief. 5. Optimism. 6. Hopefulness. 7. Contentment. 8. Boredom. 9. Pessimism. 10. Frustration, irritation, impatience. 11. Overwhelmment. 12. Disappointment. 13. Doubt. 14. Worry. 15. Blame. 16. Discouragement. 17. Anger. 18. Revenge. 19. Hatred. Rage. 20. Jealousy. 21. Insecurity. Guilt. Unworthiness. 22. Fear. Grief. Depression. Despair. Powerlessness. Since the same words are often used to mean different things, and different words are often used to mean the same things, these word labels for your emotions are not absolutely accurate for every person who feels the emotion. In fact, giving word labels to the emotions could cause confusion and distract you from the real purpose of your emotional guidance scale. The thing that matters most is that you consciously reach for a feeling that is improved. The word for the feeling is not important. An example of consciously moving up your emotional guidance scale. So, something has happened in your experience that makes you feel terrible. Nothing sounds good, nothing feels good. It seems as if you're suffocating, and each thought is equally painful. The best word to describe your nearly constant state of emotion is one of depression. If you could throw yourself into taking some action, you might feel better. If you could put what is bothering you out of your mind altogether and focus upon your work, you could feel better. There are many thoughts that you could entertain that could free you from your depression. However, vibrationally, you do not have access to most of them right now. But if your intention is to find a thought, any thought that feels better, and you're consciously aware of how that thought feels, you can begin to move up the emotional guidance scale immediately. It's really a process of thinking a thought, any thought, and then consciously evaluating whether the new thought gives you any feeling of relief from where you were before that thought. So, you think and feel and think and feel with one intention only, to feel even the slightest bit of relief. Let us say that someone has said something that made you angry or someone did not keep their word, and as you focus upon this angry topic, you notice that you do feel some relief from your depression. In other words, in the midst of this angry thought, you're no longer having any trouble breathing. The feeling of claustrophobia has lifted, and you do feel slightly better. Now, here's the crucial step in effectively utilizing your emotional guidance system. Stop and consciously acknowledge that your chosen thought of anger does feel better than the suffocating depression that it replaced. And in the conscious recognition of your improved vibration, your feeling of powerlessness softens, and you are now on your way up your emotional guidance scale, back into full connection with who you really are. Why would anyone want to discourage my better feeling anger? Often, from a very resistant vibration, such as depression or fear, you will have already instinctively, even unconsciously, discovered the pain-relieving thought of anger. But there are so many who have convinced you that your anger is inappropriate, but of course they are not inside of you, so they cannot feel the improvement that the angry thought really is, that they often counsel you against your anger, only to leave you back in your former state of depression. But when you consciously know that you've chosen an angry thought and that it has brought you relief, then you can consciously know that you can move from the angry thought to a less resistant one, such as frustration, and then up the emotional scale you go, right back into your full alignment. Why your slightest improvement is of such great value. When you're consciously aware of where you are, and you also know where you would like to be, and you have a means of understanding whether or not you're pointed in the direction of where you want to be, then nothing can keep you there. The seeming lack of control of your life experience is mostly because you do not realize in which direction you're headed. Without a conscious realization of your own emotions and what they mean, you often move away from where you really want to be. There are many words that are used to describe emotions, but there are really only two emotions. One feels good and one feels bad. And every incremental place along the emotional scale only indicates degrees of the allowance of the powerful, pure, positive source energy. The fullest state of connection, which feels like joy, love, appreciation, freedom, or knowledge, is really speaking to your own feeling of self-empowerment. And the fullest state of disconnection, which feels like despair, grief, fear, or depression, is really speaking to your own feeling of disempowerment. There's tremendous value when you're able to deliberately cause even the slightest improvement in the way you feel, for even in that small emotional improvement, you may have regained a measure of control. And even though you may not have fully exercised your control to bring yourself entirely back into full connection with your full power, you no longer feel powerless. And so, your trek back up the emotional scale is now not only possible, but it is relatively easy. Only you know if choosing anger is appropriate for you. If a severely depressed person could consciously discover the relief of an angry thought and, more important, could consciously recognize that he has deliberately chosen the angry thought, he would immediately regain a sense of his own power and his depression would lift. Now, of course, it is important that he does not remain in this place of anger, but from that angry place, he now has access to the relieving thoughts of frustration. There are many who do not yet understand the vibrational content of emotions, or even what an emotion is or its reason for being, who counsel with great forcefulness against the projection of anger. For most people do not enjoy being in the presence of someone who's angry, and most would selfishly prefer that the angry person return to their former state of powerless depression, because their depression is usually turned inward, while their anger is often thrust outward toward whoever is nearby. Someone outside of you does not know if your chosen thought of anger is an improvement for you. Only you know, by the relief that you feel, the appropriateness of any thought. Until you decide that you're going to guide yourself by the way you feel, you can make no steady progress toward your own desires. I'm doing my best to make the best of it. Those who are watching you might feel better if they understood that you have no intention of remaining in your state of anger. If they knew that your greater plan is to move through your anger, and then through frustration, through overwhelmment, to optimism, to belief, and onward to your knowing that all is well, they might be more patient with where you are right now. There are many people who just naturally move from the powerless feeling of depression or fear into anger as a sort of self-surviving mechanism, but when they're met with so much disapproval from family members, friends, and counselors with respect to the inappropriateness of their anger, they return to the feeling of powerlessness, only to repeat the cycle again and again, from depression to anger, to depression to anger, to depression to anger. The key to regaining your wonderful feeling of personal empowerment and control is to decide, right now, no matter how good or bad you are feeling, that you're going to do your best to make the best of it. Reach for the best feeling thought that you have access to right now, and as you do that again and again, in a short period of time, you'll find yourself in a very good feeling place. That is just the way it works. If I can get there emotionally, I can get anywhere. Right now, I'm going to find the best feeling thought I can. I'm going to reach for more relief, more relief, more relief. Remember, rage gives you a feeling of relief from depression, grief, despair, fear, guilt, or powerlessness. Revenge gives you a feeling of relief from rage. Anger gives you a feeling of relief from revenge. Blame gives you a feeling of relief from anger. Overwhelmment gives you a feeling of relief from blame. Irritation gives you a feeling of relief from overwhelmment. Pessimism gives you a feeling of relief from irritation. Hopefulness gives you a feeling of relief from pessimism. Optimism gives you a feeling of relief from hopefulness. Positive expectation gives you a feeling of relief from optimism. And joy gives you a feeling of relief from positive expectation. In time and with practice, you'll become very adept at understanding what your emotional guidance system is telling you. Once you make a determined decision to continually reach for the relief that an improved emotion brings, you will find yourself feeling good most of the time and allowing into your experience all the things that you desire. Attention to how you are feeling is necessary in order to understand everything that's happening to you. How you feel and the feeling of relief that you discover as you reach for better feeling thoughts is your only true measurement of what you're attracting into your experience. But what about those who desire not to desire? We would describe the sensation of desire as the delicious awareness of new possibilities. Desire is a fresh, free feeling of anticipating wonderful expansion. The feeling of desire is truly the feeling of life flowing through you. But many people, while they're using the word desire, feel something quite different. Desire for them often feels like yearning, for while they're focused upon something they want to experience or have, they're equally aware of its absence. And so, while they're using words of desire, they're offering a vibration of lack. They come to think that the feeling of desire is like wanting something they do not have, but there is no feeling of lack in pure desire. So if you will keep in mind that whenever you ask, it is always given, then each of your desires will now be pure, non-resisted desire. Many people desire things that they're not currently living fully, and in some cases they've desired them for a long period of time. And so they think about the thing they desire, and then they think about not having it. In time, they come to believe that the way they feel, as they think about what they want, and realize they do not have it, but cannot figure out how to get it, is the way desire feels. But they're not in the state of pure desire. They're in the state of resisted desire. Often, their vibration is more about the absence or lack of what they want than it is about what they want. Without even realizing what they're doing, they're holding themselves vibrationally apart from their own desires. So in time, they come to believe that this sluggish, unfulfilled feeling of not getting what they want is really what desire feels like. There have been some who have said to us, "Abraham, I've been taught that it's not appropriate for me to have any desires. I've been taught that the state of desire will keep me from being the spiritual being that I'm supposed to be, and that my state of happiness depends on my ability to release all desires." We reply, "But is not your state of happiness or your state of spirituality a desire?" We're not here to guide you toward or away from any desire. It is our work to help you understand that you are the creator of your own experience and that your desires will naturally be born from your experience in this environment, in this body. It is our desire to assist you in coming into perfect alignment with Source so that you can then achieve the creation of your desires. We understand why some would suggest that if you would release your desire, you would feel better, because the negative emotion that you're feeling is due to the vibrational difference between your current vibration and the vibration of your desire. But releasing desire is the hard way to go about bringing yourself into alignment, because the entire universe is poised to help you give birth to yet another new desire. So, a much easier way to come into alignment with your source, and therefore to feel better, is to work on releasing your resistance. Does your desire feel like the next logical step? Your ability to imagine will help the next logical steps come to you faster. You can work the bugs out of it in your imagination. You do not have to build little things and bigger things. You can do it all in your mind. We're not talking about the next logical action step. We're talking about using your imagination until your big dream feels so familiar that the manifestation is the next logical step. For example, a mother and her adult daughter were contemplating purchasing a lovely house in a beautiful area and creating a wonderful bed and breakfast facility. The daughter said to her mother, "If only we could find a way to make this happen. It would make me happy for the rest of my life. If this could happen, it would make up for all those things that I wanted that didn't come to pass." We explained that the vibration of her desire was not yet in the pure place that it needed to be in order to allow this experience to manifest. When your desire feels so big that it feels unreachable, it is not on the verge of manifestation. When your desire feels to you like it is the next logical step, then it's on the verge of manifestation. Once you feel in control, you will enjoy it all. You can tell by the way you feel whether your vibration is in the place where you're allowing universal forces to deliver your desire to you now or not. With practice, you will know whether you're on the brink of a manifestation or whether it's still in the becoming stages. But most important, once you are in control of the way you feel, you will enjoy it all. You will enjoy your exposure to the variety and contrast that helps you identify your desire, and you will enjoy the sensation of your own desire, which is being launched from your own valuable perspective and is flowing from you. You will enjoy the sensation of your conscious awareness when you're not a vibrational match to your own desire, and you will enjoy the sensation of deliberately bringing yourself back into vibrational alignment with your desire. You'll feel relief as doubts slip away and as the secure feelings of well-being replace them. You will enjoy sensing things that are about to happen. You will enjoy seeing things beginning to fall into place, and you will adore witnessing the manifestations of your desires. You will revel in the conscious awareness that you have deliberately molded your desires into being in as real a way as if you had created a statue with the clay in your own hands. You will adore the sensations that you feel as you align again and again with the fruits of your own experience. The entire universe exists to produce new, life-giving desire within you, and when you go with the flow of your own desires, you will feel truly alive and you will truly live.